Welcome back. It's halftime at Eau Claire. I'm Chris Conley, D.C. Everest girls basketball, with the Evergreens leading 21-11 at intermission. Let's explore what's coming up in the playoffs. The Evergreens are going to have a long break. Their first round game will be at the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse against Wausau West, and that game will be a week from Friday. The winner of that game will play Chippewa Falls, and that would be a road game if West or if the Evergreens should win. Wausau West kind of is in a position to pick their opponent based on the coaches' meeting and the seeding vote that came over the weekend. And Wausau West, by voting against D.C. Everest for a higher seed, forced the Evergreens into a number three instead of a number two. So Wausau West got the opponent they wanted, as the Warriors are looking to avoid being swept in all three meetings this year. The last time the Evergreens and Wausau West met, what a fabulous game that was. The Evergreens were playing for their share of the conference title, a title that they would win outright. They beat the Warriors by three, but had to survive a half-court, last-second shot that went off the back of the rim, no good, which would have sent the game to overtime. Jasmine Sams would run off 9 free throws in a row before missing one in the fourth quarter. She was 9 of 10 from the free throw line and then got that chance to tie the game from half court and just barely missed. So Wausau West looks at that as a very hard luck loss, and they'd like another crack at the Evergreens. That's the way they voted, and that's the matchup they'll get. And the challenge for the Evergreens is to make them regret that decision. And the Evergreens, again, will have a week's worth of practice because they've got a long break. Wausau West still has 2 games remaining. They play Eau Claire Memorial tonight, and then they play Marshfield. I guess one of the frustrations for the Evergreens is you look at teams that are in the sectional, that group of 12 teams, mostly made up of Big River Conference teams, which is the conference of Eau Claire North, tonight's opponent, and Wisconsin Valley Conference teams. And the Valley Conference is thought of as the tougher of the two leagues. I mean, if you're in the Valley, Marshfield is good this year, Wausau West is good, as they always are, and Merrill is good, too, even though Merrill plays Division II in the state tournament. So to come out with an 11-1 record like the Evergreens have and to win the Valley Conference title outright, you would think that's good for a number 2 seed instead of a number 3. The number 2 went to Chippewa Falls, a team that has 3 losses to the Evergreens, 2 losses overall. So the Evergreens have a legitimate beef there, and their road out of their sectional is a bit tougher than it would be otherwise. But again, that's for next week. The matter at hand now is this game with a 21-11 lead. Why don't we take a quick break? We'll look at our first half leading scores when we come right back. Halftime, Evergreens 21, Eau Claire North 11 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. I'm Chris Conley. Welcome back to Eau Claire North on Fox Sports Radio. Game 2 of our high school basketball doubleheader. Boys earlier, girls now. It's the regular season finale for the D.C. Everest girls basketball team, and they're playing for their 20th win of the year. Leading scorer first half, Taylor Hodell with 8 points. Michaela Poggle had 5. Mackenzie Matthews had a 3-point shot, 3 points in the first half. Kaylee Coyle had 2. Haley Kroll had 2. Caitlin Schmall, 1 of 3 from the free throw line for 1 point. For Eau Claire North, only 11 points in the first half. Alana Quintera had a 3-pointer, 3 points. All of her other teammates were in the scoring column of 2 points each. Olivia Holsey, Rachel Kent, Raquel Nyans, and Nikki Kilbotten. 2 points, 2 points, 2 points, and 2 points. The Kilbotten-Hodell battle for the boards underneath has been kind of fun to watch because it's the first time that Taylor has really had someone who matches up with her size-wise. All right, ready to get the second half underway, and the Evergreens will inbound with this 10-point lead. They went to the locker room sitting on their biggest lead of the game, and they could extend on that right here. Haley Kroll inbounds to Molly Tice. Molly's got the ball in her dribble, pulls up, looks to go down low to Michaela Poggle. Poggle had good position, spun, partially blocked, no good. And Eau Claire North gets the rebound. Alana Quintero, who's playing with 3 fouls, only player with foul trouble, and she's on the court to start the second half. Working into the corner here, Kayla Davis goes back out to Quintero. And now Davis. Davis looks to a lot of dribbling there and then pulls up and goes into the corner for Raquel Nyans. Long 15-footer from the baseline. No good. Rattled right out. Taylor Hodell gets the rebound. One-and-done trip. Haley crawls into the front court for the Evergreens. Now goes over to Molly Tice. Just underway, second half. Posting down low to Taylor Hodel. Hodel splits defender. She was double-teamed down low and is fouled. And Taylor Hodel went down to her knees again. And again is kind of wobbly as she comes up. Foul is on Kayla Davis. Two free throws for Taylor Hodel. So once this game is no longer in doubt, I could make a pretty good case for letting Taylor sit and watch the rest of this. Her first free throw is good. I mean, if you're a coach, you're going to be kicking yourself if one of your starters, a key piece of your team, gets hurt in a game like this. Second free throw, got them both. Ninth and tenth points of the night for Taylor Hodel. Evergreens again set up full court pressure for this 23-11 lead, and it's broken for a two-on-one. No pass, a little too long, stolen from Michaela Poggle. Pressure leads to a turnover. Poggle comes back in, pulls up, misses from close range. Taylor Hodel fights for the rebound, goes to Eau Claire North. Out-battled there by Rachel Kent into the front court. Here's Alana Quintara, goes over to Raquel Nyans, top of the circle. Now pass goes down low to Rachel Kent. Kent is double-teamed along the baseline, bad pass. Stolen by Molly Tice. Evergreens have the ball back. Tice into the front court and picked up her dribble. Now she makes a bad pass and turns it right back. Looking to post up Michaela Poggle. Another bad pass taken back by the Evergreens. Mackenzie Matthews. Matthews went right around one of the defenders, hangs and misses. Pretty move, everything but the basket. And Eau Claire North gets the rebound. That was Kayla Davis with the rebound for the Huskies. And now goes over to Raquel Nyans. Back to Kayla Davis. Driving in, Quintara goes back out. Three ball off the back bracket. A miss for Raquel Nyans. Evergreens got the rebound. Taylor Hodel clears the boards. Evergreens have a two-on-one if they hurry. Well, Kaylee Cole didn't quite see it, so they go back out. They'll run offense here. Mackenzie Matthews posting up down low. Taylor Hodel spins and misses from close range. Tried to tip back. Yeah, Taylor is grimacing as she comes up the court. Evergreens looks to double-team on defense in the front court. And here comes Raquel Kent. There's a long two, and it's good for Nikki Kilbotten. It's now both teams, 2 points, 2 points since halftime. 23-13. Now a three from the other end, open for it, and missing Michaela Poggle. Long rebound comes out too. Mackenzie Matthews, Evergreens get another crack at it. Molly Tice has the ball. Goes back into the corner. Mackenzie Matthews thought about putting one up from there. Instead, down low, Taylor Hodel. Nice pass there. Fed by Molly Tice, and Taylor Hodel scores. It's 25-13. Evergreens again, full court pressure. Into the front court, Kayla Davis. Three on two here. No look pass along the baseline. We've got a whistle, and we're going to have a foul here against Taylor Hodel. It's going to be her first. Nope, take that back. Foul's going to be on Molly Tice. Evergreens do not have any player with more than one foul. Single fouls on Kroll, Tice, Bauman, Schmall, and Poggle. And this will be a non-shooting foul. Eau Claire North will inbound underneath. They trail by 12, 25-13. Long inbound pass stolen. Haley Kroll steals it. Kroll a little bit faster than the other defenders. She drives. You know, she was hit and fouled. No call. Misses the layup. Ball is loose on the floor. It's tied up. Tied up between Tati Schoel and Caitlin Schmall, and on alternating possession, this ball will go to Eau Claire North. And Eau Claire is going to take a timeout here. D.C. Everest High School Basketball is brought to you by InterCity State Bank, serving the community since 1952. InterCity State Bank says, come bank with us, financing for homes, vehicles, and businesses. 4:51 to play, third quarter. It's 25-13. Evergreens have outscored the Huskies 4-2 since intermission. Earlier today on Fox Sports Radio, you heard boys playoff basketball. Tom King with the Wausau East Lakeland game from the East Fieldhouse. Wausau East could make a little bit of a run because they're playing Division II. So they avoid some of the big boys in postseason. I believe the winner of that game gets Merrill, and Merrill is no great shakes. Seen the Evergreens boys beat the Blue Jays twice this year. Like one of those games was a particularly ugly loss for the Blue Jays when we traveled up to the Merrill Fieldhouse. Off the timeout, Eau Claire North will inbound. Evergreens again, full court defensive pressure. And it's inbound to Tessa Gindler. Goes forward to Patty Schoella and gets across the timeline, knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Michaela Poggle of the Evergreens. Eau Claire North will keep the ball. 4:44. Almost thrown into the backcourt. In fact, it was, but that's okay on the inbounds. Tessa Ginder had to reach back and save that. She didn't know for a moment she'd go into the backcourt. Caddy Joelle from the baseline now goes back out. Tries to post up Nikki Kilbotten. Now a three from the corner, and that's short from Olivia Halsey. Evergreen's Taylor Hodell couldn't quite get the rebound. Yuck, she had to bend over and go down low for it. Even that looks like it's hurting. Taylor Hodell with just expressions of pain as she goes up and down the court. Evergreen's get the ball back, though. Went out of bounds off Eau Claire North. And here comes Molly Tice looking around to Mackenzie Matthews in the corner. Now to Taylor Hodell down low. Hand position there. Good ball movement. Taylor Hodell has all six of the Evergreen's points here in the second half. And it's 27-13. Again, full court pressure. Tessa Ginder guarded, double-teamed, tried to body her up in the front court, and she breaks pressure, goes down low, and that's Maddie Horn. Horn tries to go back up high, almost stolen, recovered by Tessa Ginder. Down low, in traffic is Maddie Horn. Horn had it taken away. Taylor Hodell took the ball away. Evergreens have a two-on-two if they hurry into the front court. Michaela Poggle threw it into the back court. It's going to be touched up and turned over, there and back. Evergreens decided not to push that two-on-two, and then when trying to make the outlet pass back, it was thrown into the backcourt, so that's a turnover. 3:35 to play in the third quarter. It's 27-13. Hannah Tipple is getting her first minutes. And Eau Claire North to inbound underneath their own basket. Having trouble getting in is Tessa Ginder. She does. It's almost stolen. Goes into the hands of Raquel Nyans. Now into the corner. Nyans gets it back. Trying to post up high. Kilbotten. Taylor Hodell blocked her. Nice block. Clean up top. Ball is loose, though, and the Evergreens recover it. Rejected underneath, and the Evergreens come and get the ball back. Here's Hannah Tipple. Up high to Michaela Poggle. Foul line extended. Now to Mackenzie Matthews. Evergreens work around. Pretty good ball movement. Down low again to Taylor Hodell from the weak side, and then to Taylor down low. She scores again. 8 points for Taylor Hodell. Playing through it, whatever it is. Into the front court, Raquel Nyans. Nyans guarded by Taylor Hodell. Basket, and she's fouled. Eau Claire North's going to get a chance for a three-point play here. Nyans scores the basket, and Taylor Hodell has picked up her first foul.
Good for the Huskies.
Eau Claire North needed that basket. We'll count the two, making it 29-15, and a free throw coming for Raquel Nyans. These are the first free throws that the Huskies have attempted in the game. This is a chance to complete the three, and she makes it. 29-16, under 3 minutes to play, third quarter. Evergreens basketball, sponsored by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, no one does it better than Country Fresh Meats. Corner of Highways 29 and Jay and Weston. Hannah Tipple swings cross-court to the weak side. Great pass to Mackenzie Matthews, but she missed the layup. Rebound to Eau Claire North. Rachel Kent clears the boards. Mackenzie Matthews going to want that one back. Now down into the corner, Nikki Kilbotten driving. There's a whistle and a foul as Alana Quintero drove along the baseline. She's going to get herself to the foul line. That's going to be on Hannah Tipple. So again, no one on the Evergreens has more than one foul. Hannah's first. First of two free throws for Alana Quintero. She's played a long time now with three fouls without picking up the fourth. Gets the first one. Mackenzie Matthews comes out. Emily Bauman comes in for the Evergreens. The second is a miss. Rebound for Mackenzie Matthews of the Evergreens. Traveled in the backcourt. Michaela Poggle, who traveled and dragged that back foot, turned over. You know, the Evergreens, after a lot of turnovers in the first half, turnovers were down here in the second half. It's 29-17, so Eau Claire North can cut it down to 10 or get it to 9 with a 3. Here's a long 2, and it is a 10-point game. Raquel Nyans has just scored. She's got 5 in the half, 7 overall, and it's 29-19. So Eau Claire North kind of hanging around at this point. Evergreens' Caitlin Schmall goes over to Emily Bauman, and now to Haley Kroll. Back out to Hannah Tipple. Don't think the Evergreens want to let the Huskies get any closer here. Molly Tice drives along the baseline in traffic. That's Caitlin Schmall along the baseline, and she was fouled. Block along the baseline, and the foul is going to go against Rachel Kent. You're going to say that's a shooting foul? Yes, they are. Two free throws coming up here for Caitlin Schmall, who is one of three from the free throw line so far tonight. Her first free throw, missed it. off the front end. Evergreens Basketball is brought to you by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, a proud sponsor of Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. On a make or a miss, 2:03 to play third quarter. And Caitlin Schmall, you'd like to see her end these troubles from the free throw line. She got that one. Hit the front rim, hit the back rim, and down it went. 11-point lead, 30-19. Token full court pressure. Hannah Tipple contesting in the front court. Here's a long two from the left side from Patty Scholl. No good. Evergreen's got the rebound. Michaela Pogba. I think they wanted a better look than that. Evergreen's right into the front court to Emily Bauman. Bauman had it knocked out of bounds. Last touch by one of the Huskies. Patty Scholl knocked that out of bounds. Evergreen's will keep the ball. And Hannah Tipple's going to inbound underneath with 1:44 left in the quarter. Inbounding in traffic, got a whistle and a foul. Caitlin Schmall is going to get herself back to the free throw line. She got to put up that shot right off the inbounds pass. And Olivia Hulsey is called for her second. So two more for Caitlin Schmall. Let's see if she can get them both here. Eyes the basket. First one is good. All of Caitlin's points, she has three now, have come from the free throw line, and she'll get one more here. D.C. Everest Girls Basketball, last regular season game, brought to you by Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. She got them both, and you know what? The free throw is going to be waved off on a lane violation. Michaela Poggle in the lane early, so the free throw will be counted as a miss. Too bad. Caitlin, in reality, got them both. 31-19. Into the front court with the dribble is Alana Quintero. Goes up high to Raquel Nyans. Nyans drives from the foul line extended. Pulls up. 12-footer. No good. Offensive rebound. Scoop shot underneath from Olivia Halsey is good. And it is down to a 10-point lead again. 31-21. So a little pressure shifts back to the Evergreens. Caitlin Schmall now to Hannah Tipple. Goes back out to Haley Kroll. Evergreens work on the perimeter here. Caitlin Schmall lets the three go and off the back bracket. Evergreens fighting for the rebound. Unable to secure it is Haley Kroll. Out of bounds to Eau Claire North with 1:10 left in the quarter. Evergreens are hoping that their defense can create another turnover here. They will set up full court pressure as Eau Claire North has to go the length of the court. It's 31-21. And there's a travel that's not called in the backcourt. Alana Quintara, and there's a turnover over and back as Olivia Halsey picked up her dribble and brought it into the backcourt. The Evergreens will get the ball back with 1:02 to play. And I think the Evergreens are going to run their offense here. I don't think they're going to hold. Michaela Poggle gets a breather. Taylor Hodell comes back in. Got a pretty good breather. She was on the bench for about 2 minutes there, maybe a little less. Hannah Tipple with the ball in hand. Under a minute left in the third quarter. Now over to Caitlin Schmall. Schmall guarded closely. Eau Claire North's in man-to-man defense here. Caitlin Schmall again. Here's a three. Haley Kroll off the back bracket. Long rebound comes out and put back in by Emily Bauman. 33-21. 40 seconds left. Evergreens send back to a 12-point lead. Not getting down on defense. Boy, Evergreens were slow in getting back. Pass went down low, and Taylor Hodell is going to get caught for her second foul here. She banged Maddie Horn as she was receiving a pass underneath the basket. The fourth team foul on the Evergreens. Three team fouls against Eau Claire North. 33 seconds left in the quarter. Eau Claire North inbounds underneath their own basket. Out to the foul line extended. Nikki Kobaki now off the screen. Comes back out. Here's a three ball in the air and a miss for Kayla Davis. Davis hit the floor hard. Long rebound comes out to Caitlin Schmall. Evergreens will pull it back out. Hold for one here. Maybe. 19 seconds. Hannah Tipple drives through traffic. Off the layup. Pretty basket. Hannah Tipple left-handed drives and scores. Hannah's first points there, and she saw that she could take her defender, and she did. 5 seconds left. Into the front court with the time running down, third quarter comes Eau Claire North. 2 seconds, long three. This will count if it goes. Off the back rim, no good for Alana Quintero, and that's where the quarter comes to end. So those Evergreens got those two late baskets to extend the lead back out to 35-21. They'll start the fourth quarter with a 14-point lead when we come right back on Fox Sports Radio. AM 1390, FM 93.9. I'm Chris Conley, and welcome back to Eau Claire, where the D.C. Everest Evergreens girls basketball team leads Eau Claire North 35-21. Evergreens outscored Eau Claire 14-10 in the third quarter. Evergreens basketball is sponsored by Tolusti and Kennedy Attorneys at Law. We're here to help, representing Evergreens fans with professionalism and integrity. Call for a free consultation. 16 points for Taylor Hodell, and she will be out on the floor again to start the fourth quarter. Evergreens get the ball first to start the final 8 minutes, and it's inbounded to Hannah Tippett. Well, twice, Eau Claire North got it down to 10 points, and they could get no closer. Give and go from Haley Kroll to Taylor Hodell. She missed. Two Eau Claire players go down together, tangled over each other. Ball is tied up. Haley Coel was able to go in there and get that loose ball, but was unable to come away with it cleanly. And on alternating possession, it goes over to Eau Claire North with 7:47 left. Evergreens again, full court pressure. Alana Quintero gets the ball and goes over to Kayla Davis, now into the front court. Down along the baseline there was Olivia Halsey, goes back out. Up high, Nikki Kilbotten for a big kick. Boy, you want her underneath. She takes a three straight on and misses. Ball is loose on the miss. Kilbotten gets the rebound, got a whistle. Taylor Hodell went down. Who went down there in that tangle? That was Kaylee Coel who went down, and she's going to get called for a foul as she hit the Eau Claire North player underneath on that loose ball. It's going to be an inbound underneath, and Eau Claire North is going to take a timeout. Evergreens basketball tonight brought to you by DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile. See DeVorney Orthodontics. Call 715-842-5688 or visit them online at DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. Next Evergreens broadcast, boys basketball, Friday night, their first round game against these Eau Claire North Huskies. In the boys basketball bracket, Eau Claire is a number 5 seed, and the D.C. Everest boys are number 4 seed. So that's a 4 versus 5 game, both teams under 500 for the season. Eau Claire North inbounds off the timeout. Kayla Davis. Davis thought about putting it up and decided against it. Goes over to Brickell Nyans and now back out to Alana Quintero. Three fouls. Played forever with those three fouls and has not picked up that fourth. Quintero got it. Now guarded by Hannah Tipple. No advantage there. Goes back out to Kayla Davis. Evergreen's defense looks very stingy here. Eau Claire North having trouble getting an open shot here in this tight defense. And here's a shot partially blocked by Taylor Hodell as Alana Quintero tried to float through the lane. And, you know, you've got to play tall there against the taller opponent. And Taylor Hodell had that kind of graze off the side of her hand, goes out of bounds. Eau Claire North will inbound. Neither team has scored since this fourth quarter got underway. There's a long shot from Nikki Kilbotten, missed everything. Again, Kilbotten, tallest player on the floor for Eau Claire North, and they have her working on the perimeter instead of outside. Evergreens clear the boards, and Hannah Tipple's got the ball into the front court. Evergreens by 14. Hannah Tipple's pass knocked out of bounds. Brickell Nyans disrupted that pass, and the Evergreens will keep it. D.C. Everest basketball is sponsored by Mallory and Zimmerman, proud supporters of local high school sports. Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, wishing all area athletes a successful season.
Here it is.
Mackenzie Matthews inbound right in front of the Everest bench. Not far from our broadcast position. We're calling tonight's game from half court. Eau Claire North saved the best seat in the house for your friendly announcer. Haley Kroll drives in, makes the extra pass down low. Basket for Kaylee Coel, and she's fouled. She'll get to the free throw line with a chance to complete a three-point play. Raquel Nyans is called for that foul. And let's see if Kaylee can complete a three-point play here. The basket extends the Evergreens' lead to 16. For the three-point play, a miss off the front of the rim. And the rebound comes out to Brickell Nyans, who committed that foul. Well, if Eau Claire North is going to make a run, they've got to get started right now. on the next stoppage. Molly Tice and Michaela Pagel will come back in. Long shot, miss. Offensive rebound, though. Eau Claire North will get another crack at it. Tessa Ginder was able to go in there and fish it out. Ginder now goes into the corner. Rachel Kent guarded closely there. Olivia Halsey. Halsey goes down low for Maddie Horn. Horn's got some height, reaching in and causing the jump ball was Kaylee Coel. Nice defense there. Reached in there, and an alternating possession comes back to the Evergreens. Michaela Poggle, Molly ties in. Kaylee Coel gave the Evergreens some good minutes there, and Hannah Tipple come out. 6 minutes left in the game. Evergreens by 16. And Molly Tice walks it into the front court. Molly Tice has her dribble and goes over into the corner. Looking to drive there as Haley Kroll spits defenders, pulls up for a 10-footer, a miss. Follows her own miss, gets the rebound, and puts it back in. And now it's an 18-point lead, biggest lead of the game for the Evergreens, and they've outscored Eau Claire North 4-0 here in the fourth quarter. So at a time of the game when Eau Claire North has to be getting closer, they're falling further behind. Evergreens double-teaming in the corner. Could be a Halsey pushed off, no call. Nice long pass from Halsey down low to Maddie Horn. She threw that from almost half court. Split defenders was able to find her teammate. That was a nice assist for a basket there, 39-23. Probably the nicest play we've seen from Eau Claire North there. Really nice. Breaking the double team, long pass, and was pinpoint accurate. Could the Evergreens have an answer? Molly Tice thought about the three, drives in too strong, misses, and loose ball foul here is going to be against Taylor Hodell, I think. Nope. Foul is going to be against Eau Claire North. A loose ball foul against Raquel Kent, who was tangled up with Taylor Hodell. Team fouls now even at 5-5. So it's a non-shooting foul. Evergreens will inbound underneath their own basket. And Molly Tice will throw it in. Only senior on this Evergreens team. Honored on senior night during the Evergreens' last game. A double overtime win against Stevens Point. Molly Tice has the ball again. Tice now goes to Haley Kroll. Into the corner there. Now a long cross-court pass from Matthews. Down low to Taylor Hodell. Nice feed from Molly Tice. And Taylor Hodell scores again. 6-2 run here in the fourth quarter for the Evergreens. It's 41-23 back to that 18-point lead. Eau Claire North swings cross-court off the double team, and there's a miss. The shot was so strong from Tessa Ginder, it actually rolled up the backboard and went out of bounds. Out of control shot. Goes back to the Evergreens. D.C. Everest Basketball is sponsored by Cloverbelt Credit Union, voted the best credit union in the Walsall Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards, reminding you that where you bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwalsall.com. Evergreens by 18 with possession. Driving along the baseline and double-team, Kroll makes the extra pass to Taylor Hodell in traffic, smart to go out. Felt the double-team and goes to Molly Tice. Evergreens now from the free-throw line. Michaela Poggle off the back rim, no good. Rebound to the Huskies, Olivia Halsey, and then stolen. Great hustle by Haley Kroll, and Kroll is fouled as she was able to strip the ball away.
White camp.
And Olivia Halsey has just been called for her third foul. And Eau Claire North is going to send one, two, three, four new players in. The only player who will stay on the floor for them is Alana Quintara. Wholesale substitutions of the Evergreens get the ball back and inbound underneath their own basket. Goes back out to Michaela Poggle. Here's a long two from the baseline. A miss for Mackenzie Matthews. Rebound to Quintara for Eau Claire North. We're more than halfway through this fourth quarter now. 41-23. Picking up her dribble and double-teamed immediately is Raquel Nyans. Nyans swings cross-court, found her open player. That's a nice assist, too. Kayla Davis scores the basket. So that's twice now. The Evergreens have trapped, and Eau Claire North has done a nice job breaking it. 41-25, Evergreens. Posting up high is Michaela Poggle. Thought about the pass, drives herself, misses. Taylor Hodell, offensive rebound, put back, and in. Taylor Hodell on mop-up duty off Michaela Poggle's miss. 43-25. We're going to go under 3 minutes to play in the game on this possession. And Olivia Halsey, bad pass into the backcourt, almost stolen by Haley Kroll. Kroll lost her footing, and it's retrieved back there by one of the Huskies. Raquel Nyans, long pass down low, and there's a miss along the baseline from Kayla Davis. Davis has got to go up strong with that. Instead, she was fading away, but she thought Taylor Hodell was in the vicinity. Off the miss, goes out of bounds, and goes to D.C. Everest. And Taylor Hodell comes to the bench. Taylor Hodel's night may be over, but the game not particularly in doubt at this point. 43-25 is our score. And now Eau Claire North picks up full court defense, thinking that they've got to force some turnovers here. Hannah Tipples got the ball for the Evergreens, breaks it on a dribble, switches from left hand to right hand, still has her dribble. Fancy ball handling there to Caitlin Schmall. Schmall over to Emily Bauman. Bauman over to Tipple. It's the Evergreen small look lineup. Michaela Poggle is the tallest kid on the court here. So Caitlin Schmall out there too. She's got the ball now. Thought about the three. Now goes out to Mackenzie Matthews. The Evergreens would like to run more time here than anything else. Off the screen, driving along the baseline. Emily Bauman got a good look at a miss. Did everything but finish. Fighting for the offensive rebound is Michaela Poggle. Can't save it out of bounds to the Huskies. Evergreens basketball sponsored by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home supporting D.C. Everest sports. Evergreens take Michaela Poggle out. Emily Bauman comes back in. Eau Claire North has the ball. Here's Alana Quintara. Goes cross-court to Raquel Nines. Working it around. Over to Taddy Shoa. Back to Nines. Splits defenders. Drives in from 10 feet. And she scores. Scores with the right hand. It's a nice basket. Points are 8-6. Evergreens here in the fourth quarter. Evergreens break the pressure here. Have a 3-on-2 from the baseline. Nice 10-footer from Emily Bauman. Her first 2 points. Go under 2 minutes to play in the game. 45-27. Eau Claire North drives in a miss in under pressure. Alana Quintara got a whistle on a loose ball rebound. One of the Eau Claire players went down kind of hard here. Who's that going to be against? Going to be against Hannah Tipple. Loose ball foul. And they're going to say that Nikki Kilbotten was trying to shoot on the putback. They're going to give her free throws? No, they're going to say this is a non-shooting foul. And it'll be inbounded underneath the basket. Evergreens will put in Stephanie Moret and Maddie Jankosinski here, realizing that the outcome of this game is no longer in doubt. Okay, inbounds the ball here. And it goes over to Rachel Kent. Now a long three from the left side for Raquel Nyans. No good. Long rebound. Nyans follows her miss. Ball's loose. Taken away by Kaylee Coel. Good hustle there for the Evergreens. Minute and a half left in this one. 45-27. Hannah Tipple drives and scores. Took it coast to coast. She has 4 points. Saw that the defense was spread out. Saw that she had a clear path to the basket and took it. Evergreens up by 20. Biggest lead of the game as time winds down here. Driving and blocked from behind. Who got that block? Emily Bauman blocked from behind along the baseline. Evergreens now into the front court. Well, there's a long bad pass from Mackenzie Matthews. Now we've got a whistle. We're going to have a foul here on Stephanie Moret. It's going to be a 1-1 as we walk down to the other end of the floor. So Eau Claire is going to get a chance to shoot from some free throws with 1:03 left in the ballgame. Tonight's Evergreens basketball game is brought to you by Glenray Radiators. Quality and service go hand in hand at Glenray Radiators. They've been serving the community since 1964. Glenray Radiators. Rachel Kent will get to shoot the front end of a 1-1. And her basket is good. She'll get one more. Only question here is the final score, as the Evergreens are going to come out of Eau Claire with their 20th win of the year to close out the regular season. Tougher opponents await in the playoffs. Kent got her second free throw. Eau Claire North as a team is 4-5 from the free throw line tonight. Something positive there. Emily Bauman comes into the front court under a minute now. Bounces to Hannah Tipple. Tipple's being guarded near the half court line. Again, the defense spread out. She thought she could drive and pulls up. Leaves it for Emily Bauman, and Bauman misses a 10-footer. Eau Claire North gets the rebound. Kayla Davis, 40 seconds left. Over to Taddy Scholl. Scholl looks to go down low. Knocked away by Kaylee Coel. Nice defense. Going to stay with Eau Claire North. Inbounding along the baseline. 39 ticks till we go final. We'll give you a quick wrap-up. Look at our leading scorers. Talk a little about the playoffs. There's a long two off the inbounds pass. That's a miss from Maddie Horn. Eau Claire North follows, gets an offensive rebound, and there's a block in the front court by Maddie Jagosinski. Maddie getting some playing time here in the winding down stages of this game. 20 seconds left. Evergreens go down low. Spinning and scoring is Kaylee Coel, who now has 4 points. Sorry, make that six. 49-29. This will be the final possession here. 10 seconds left, thrown out of bounds. Last touch by Hannah Tipple. Going to stay with Eau Claire North. And 9 seconds remaining in the game. This ties the Evergreens' biggest lead up by 20 right now. Eau Claire North with the inbounds pass to Maddie Horn. Horn goes over to Olivia Halsey. 5 seconds left in the game. Swings cross court, almost threw it out of bounds to Caddy Scholl. And that's where the game comes to an end. Congratulations to the D.C. Everest Evergreens. They get their 20th win on the final night of regular season play. 49-29 over Eau Claire North. We'll look back at our leading scorers and wrap things up from Eau Claire when we come back after this break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Welcome back to the Eau Claire North Gymnasium. I'm Chris Conley. Just moments ago, the D.C. Everest Evergreen girls defeated Eau Claire North 49-29. We'll give you a quick recap before we wrap up tonight. Leading scorer for the Evergreens, Taylor Hodell, 7 baskets from the floor and 6 of 8 from the free throw line. 20 points to lead all scorers. Other Evergreens in the scorers column, how about Kaylee Coel with 6? 5 points each for Caitlin Schmall and for Michaela Poggle. 4 points apiece for Hannah Tipple and Haley Kroll. A 3 for Mackenzie Matthews, the only 3-point successful shot of the game for the Evergreens. And 2 points for Emily Bauman. For Eau Claire North, who fall below 500 for the season with the loss, they're now 10 and 11 on the season and only managed 29 points. Their high scorer was Brickell Nyan, who made 4 from the floor and 1 for 1 from the free throw line, completing a 3-point play. 9 points overall. 4 for Nikki Kilbotten, 4 for Alana Quintana. 4 points for Raquel Kent and 4 for Olivia Halsey. 2 points each for the Huskies for Maddie Horn and for Kayla Davis. So the Evergreens head into the playoffs with a 20-2 record. They'll be off for a week and a half. They'll play a week from Friday at home as they'll renew their rivalry with Wausau West. The difference there will be the stakes just much higher because the loser of that game will see their season come to an end. It's a tough draw in the playoffs for the Evergreens. Should they win, their likely opponent in the second round, which would be a week from Saturday, would be at Chippewa Falls, a game that would be played at Chi-High. Our next Evergreens broadcast will be a boys' basketball game on Friday night. That game will be at the Evergreens Fieldhouse against these Eau Claire North Huskies. If you can't make it out to that game, tip-off will be at 7. You'll hear the game on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Again, tonight, the regular season comes to an end for the Evergreens girls. The Valley Conference champions defeat Eau Claire North 49-29. That's going to do it from Eau Claire. I'm Chris Conley. Thank you for staying up late with us on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Good night, everybody. Yep.